This is the Psyche of Success. Podcasting around the globe. Join us as we interview superstars in their respective fields and help you master the psychology of winning big in business and in life. Here's your host, author, speaker, and business coach, Jody Holland.
Hi guys, Renee here with Jody. You guys are used to hearing Jody talk a lot, and so today we thought we'd do something a little bit different. We're happy to be here with you guys, but we actually are here to talk about something a little bit more serious, and that is we're seeing a lot of our friends who are entering that stage of feeling cooped up, depressed, down, discouraged, and so we want to kind of take you through the grief that you're actually going through, because that literally is what we're all going through. We're going through the loss of life as it was right now. And so I'm going to let Jody share a little bit, and I'm sure I'll chime in because he knows I like to talk too. A lot of you don't know I like to talk, but I do.
She might actually like to talk more than I do, which is a little bit scary. But as you think about business, I mean, I went through 9/11, and I've used that story over and over again as a part of my vulnerability of I got my butt handed to me after 9/11. Well, that was 19 years ago. I'd been in business for almost 2 years, but not quite at that time. And I lost 55% of my revenue over about a 30 to 45 day window with people canceling things and that kind of stuff. 2008 was rough. I had to innovate and be creative. Took a nice 30% dip in revenue because of that recession, and then figured a way to get it back. This one has been something I've never seen before as a business person, and I've talked to a lot of my business friends who are saying the same thing. The reality right now is within about 10 days, I lost 95% of my revenue as a business owner. So I've been kicking along for the last 5 years doing fantastic, and then all of a sudden a sharp nosedive. You couple that with the fact that she's not used to having me around the house all the time. Normally I'm gone 2 or 3 days a week doing work out with people and engaging with large groups and that kind of stuff. Man, I'm just going to tell you, it hit me yesterday. I've been trying to be strong for people and encourage people. I've been spending hours a day on the phone with people, just telling them everything's going to be all right. And for whatever reason, well, I mean, I know of a few of the reasons, but several things happened, a couple of emails that I got yesterday, and just the fact that people are already canceling things in June, I just broke down. And I normally just try to be strong and positive for everybody, but I think the reality for me yesterday was, this sucks.
And that's what I brought up to Jody last night. And it's not just businesses. It's moms, it's dads, it's people who work, it's people who stay home, it's people who are retired, it's all age groups, all workforce areas, and all non-workforce areas as well, that are feeling these stages of grief that we're gonna talk a little bit about. And we want to be able to encourage you in knowing that even when we're upbeat and positive, and we still go through it too. Jody and I both felt like last night was kind of his breakthrough night. Mine was the night before that. And so we're going to share a little bit of that with you.
You look at the Kubler-Ross model for the stages of grief from psychology. We deny it at first. And I was that guy who in the beginning was like, it's not that big of a deal. We're gonna make it through this. Everything's gonna be fine. It's not gonna destroy stuff. I just denied it. And then a couple of days later, it's like cancel, 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 cancel. And I got angry. So you go from denial to anger. And then yesterday, I think I hit the third stage, which is depression. That depression is when you're just like, I don't even have the energy to be angry anymore. I'm scrambling and working as hard as I can and doing everything that I can do, and I feel like in every direction it's like bam, 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 you're just getting your butt kicked all the time.
And before you go on to that, I wanted to point out also, when you hit that stage of depression, it actually is building. It's mm-hmm. not just all of a sudden you hit it. It's little things that start to add up to that. And so it's when you honestly have that good cry and get it out that you can finally break through that depression. So when we say we kind of both went through that, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen, and what, and you let it go a little bit, I think that release of emotional tears actually does help you say, okay, this is depression. Now I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, and you have to experience emotion in order to deal with it. And I've been teaching that for more than 2 decades now, that you can't just bury emotion and think everything's going to be fine. I don't really like being emotional. I like positive emotions, there's only negative ones. And so I try so often to just go, just going to suck it up and I'm going to power through this and it's going to be fine. And I'm like, positive, 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 just more caffeine and let's get it going. trying to change my emotional state. But I think you get into those stages, like Renee was saying, if you don't allow yourself to experience each of those stages, you can't make it past it.
You're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get stuck in that same stage, especially not that stage of depression, because we've both had friends that we've seen go through really hard times in their life with depression. And so we want to encourage you that there is something beyond that. And that's what Jody's going to talk about.
And I think you get to the last two stages there. The next stage in that model is you start bargaining. And the bargaining can be good or it can be bad. And the bargaining can be, well, I'll do this and maybe the world will be a better place, or I'll do this. I think no matter what, this world will be forever impacted by this COVID-19 thing. You get past the bargaining and you finally accept it's just different now. We're just gonna have to do things different. We're gonna have to think different and act different and behave differently. We're gonna have to do things in the new way of doing things.
And I was also gonna say, going back to that bargaining, I think a lot of us think, well, if I just do this, then it's all gonna work out all right. Well, if I commit to this, or if I start this new habit or this new job or whatever it is, that it's all gonna work out. But the reality is, right now in the entire world, nobody knows what the future holds right now. Something, and I hold to my faith. And so I look at that and I'm like, you know, we always want to have something in our life that gives us that uplifting thought and that uplifting word and hope that we need. And I was like, for me, it's been known for a long time that we don't know what's going to happen. It's just that we've tried to take so much control of our situations that we thought we were in control of everything. And this is kind of the wake-up call that we are not in control. And so that bargaining is also, I think, to me, it's a part of letting go that I don't have that control and I can't change the world. I can do things for the world, but I can't change what happens in the world.
And I think once you accept that we are dealing with this, and based on what came out yesterday or the day before, we're really looking through the next month at least in dealing with this, you have to accept it in order to innovate. The two sides of business, the two sides of life, are innovation and moving forward. And business side, you'd say innovation and marketing, but you have to look at where you're at. And I hear so many people going, well, there's nothing that I can do. And like Renee said, there's something that you can do. It may just not be what you wanted to do.
Well, and that's where I'll share a little bit of what's been part of my journey. And that is that a week ago, I could not sew a stitch. I couldn't sew a button on Jody's shirt. I couldn't fix anything. I constantly take it to my mom or to my friend. And I decided that we were gonna help out in some way. Megan and I were like, we've gotta find a way to be busy and be helping and work through our own emotions. And so we started sewing masks. And we read all the directions and we read multiple mask patterns and stuff. And I cannot tell you how frustrated I was the first 2 days of trying to learn to use a sewing machine, as well as try to figure out how I was even going to accomplish this task. But it also gave something for my mind to focus on that was positive, that in some way this is going to benefit people. In some way, this is going to protect somebody. In some way, this is me moving forward. And since that day, now I look at things all around me of, how can I encourage somebody in some way? I get random texts from people that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I'm like, they're just asking me, how am I doing? And I was like, that is awesome. Because too often I think we forget to check on people.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of getting past that depression, is checking on people and making sure that they're okay. Jody felt led to reach out to somebody in a completely other country that does some work for him. And when he talked to him, he was hearing what life was like there, and it was so different, and we were still so
much spoiled. More intense there than it is here, like not being able to leave your house when you want to, having to schedule to go to the grocery store with only two people at a time in the store.
No outside time.
No outside time. Stay indoors completely. Can't go walk around. Can't go exercise. Can't go through the drive-through and pick up some amazing Taco Villa or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I think we do take for granted how amazing we have it here, even in the times like this that are really tough. The thing I keep coming back to is there is something that we can do. In business, when people tell me, I've tried everything, I usually go, list it. List the things that you've tried and tell me what you've done. And it's normally two or three things. We get stuck in our ruts that, but I've always done it this way and it's not fair. And I don't know of anything that really is fair. And I don't even think people want fair. What people want is unfair in their favor, me included. And so I think looking at where we're at and what we can do, I would just encourage you, if Renee can learn to sew after we've been married for almost 27 years, and I can reach out to people in multiple countries and just say, man, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing okay. I just want you to know I value you and I appreciate you. I reached out to clients and said the same thing. And you know, if you look at what you can do something.
Absolutely.
But you have to get out of that, what is wrong with me and how come I can't get past that? And the only way to do that is to experience the emotions and then choose action.
And then I would also add, I know a lot of us read the book a few years ago about choosing your word for the year. And it's really interesting when you really put a lot of thought and prayer into the word that you choose, how it ends up coming out throughout the year. And my word for this year was grace. And I have heard grace before grades for all of those who are teaching and having to come up with new online ideas and ways to reach their kids. And I've heard grace for the moms who are frustrated. And so I would share my word with you in that you do need to not only extend grace to others, but you need to extend grace to yourself.
Yeah.
And give yourself that time you need. Like I said, I had no idea how much that word would probably impact me when I chose it at the beginning of the year. And I keep it on my windowsill in a little box that spells out grace.
So mine, I talked to several people, including my business coach, about the word fearless. And that was the word that just kept, like, from November and December. And I put it off till a week into January before I finally made a decision. People kept telling me, well, you should just maybe use surrender or maybe use, like, I don't like the word fearless. I just kept coming back to, I can't think of a better word than fearless. And now I get into this year, and like I said, that dip in the financials was more like a cut you off at the knees. And my first instinct was to freak out. Like total meltdown, panic, run around, screaming. But saner heads prevailed. I was pointing over here. And
getting him to give himself grace.
So she made me feel like it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I think the thing that I would say for those business owners and entrepreneurs out there is we tie our identity to our businesses so intensely that when something like this happens, you run the risk of believing that your identity is shattered. You are still you, and you're still going to be fine. You will probably have to innovate and be creative and maybe even start over, which I've done a few times.
You've done that a few times, yes.
But it's going to be okay. The word fearless has reminded me every day since this thing started that every day I get to wake up and choose. Do I choose fear or do I choose fearlessness? Do I choose to be confident and courageous, which were some of the words that people encouraged me to choose instead of fearless? Or do I keep coming back to what I know is true in my heart? And that is, I may get my butt handed to me on this. It may destroy my business where I have to start over. I don't know, but I can choose to be fearless. And every day I can choose to get up and to act, to do something to try to move forward. Since this started, I'm gonna brag a little bit here. I have now recorded 2 audiobooks and I have recorded about 7 hours of training. We put together training courses. I built an affiliate program that I'm running through Psyche of Success. I just keep moving forward because the option that I have is to be fearful which makes me cower and wait in the corner in the fetal position for this whole thing to be over, or to be fearless, accept the grace that my wife has extended to me for my freak out moments, possibly have a dance party with 80s music with our daughter last
night. That was a lot of fun last night.
That actually was a lot of fun. I still can't dance very good. But I get to be fearless or I get to be fearful. Either way, it's just a choice that I'm making. The situation remains the same. COVID-19 sucks. I don't like it. I don't want it to be here. I don't want people to die from it. I don't want people to be infected by it. I don't want any of this stuff. But I can't control that. All I can control is what I think, what I believe about my situation, and what I do. My results will be the outpouring of beliefs, thoughts, and actions. I get to choose the belief, though. I can either choose to be afraid and do nothing, or be fearless and do something.
Which is kind of how this all came about, because I told Jody, I said, I'd like to join in and talk with you, because we want to talk to our friends, to our neighbors, to our community, because we are under shelter in place as well now. So you may be seeing a lot more of the two of us for the next couple of weeks, and we'd love to share. So if you have some topics or thoughts that you'd like for us to help you on, work with you on, we would love to do it. And
just let us know. Leave it in the comments below what you would like to see from us, and we'll do our very best to put something together. I did a webinar at the request of some of my friends on how to work from home, which is on my website, jodyholland.com, and then click on resources and you'll see it there. I have built a couple of other webinars for people to do. I am collaborating with a lot of people. I'm doing a lot of things based on the requests. Right now, we're open because we got some time.
Tell us what you need. Yeah, I was going to say, tell us what you need. And to friends who are not in the business side, that includes moms and teachers and everywhere. I was like,
how to deal with the stress of your kids, how to handle the psychology of...
We did raise two teenage girls. That has its serious stresses. So.
Yeah, we've been through a few things. We'd like to share what we can. My psychology background, her educational background, I think we can be of benefit to you. As a side note, this is from me. For over 20 years, I've been telling my wife, I'd love for you to do something with me. Be on camera with me. Let's do a training together. And she's like, no. And then yesterday she goes, I want to be on camera with you. I'm like, it took COVID-19 to get you on camera?
Pretty much, yes.
So that's a benefit. Yes. So I can look at the positive there.
We're looking at the positive. That's right. Exactly. So we love you guys. We hope we've brought a smile to your face, and we hope that you'll bring a smile to somebody else and help them through it.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
Community.
We're going to make it through this together. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Renee, for encouraging this. And we'll see you on the next video blog, the next podcast, the next Facebook Live, whatever you need us to do. Let us know. We want to help.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Psyche of Success. Give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe. Share with your friends. Take out billboards about how much you love us if you want. But just make sure to apply the lessons learned and live fully into your potential. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Psyche of Success.